One of the great things about the approaching end of winter is not just the spring warm weather that's coming, but one of the sweetest treats in all of Western Mass and really all of Massachusetts, and that is freshly produced local maple syrup. Tom McCrum is the owner of South Face Farm in Ashfield. He is a past coordinator of the Mass Maple Producers Association. He is here in studio along with Phil Corman for our Local Heroes segment. It won't be long now, Tom, unless you've already tapped your trees.
I have not.
You have not, but you will be tapping your trees soon enough. When do you start doing that?
Basically, we start doing it when the weather feels right. I know that's very hard to differentiate, but for a maple producer, you just kind of get a feel that it's starting to warm up. The temperatures are going to be right pretty soon, and based on how much snow and work we have to do, we get started.
Now, how long have you been doing this maple thing?
I've been doing it here in Massachusetts for 25 years and 15 years on and off before that in a couple other locations.
Now, last year was a really bad year, wasn't it?
Last year was a terrible year.
Was it the worst year you remember?
It's one of the worst years I recall. And the interesting thing about the poor production last year, it was fairly universal except for northern New York, northern Vermont, northern New Hampshire, and Quebec. Anywhere central Vermont and south had a bad year.
Now, I want to talk to you about how you go about producing maple syrup, because there's lots of things that have to fall into place to make it work. And we're here with Phil Corman from CESA as well. Obviously, the maple syrup market in this state, it's gotten a lot bigger in recent years, correct?
Well, I think there's, the demand keeps increasing. And what we keep trying to do at CESA is bring restaurants into the fold who are going to be willing to buy from our maple syrup producers. And for people that can't just taste the difference, you just can't believe that people are eating commercial products with corn sweeteners in them, and it's just even sad it's the same color.
Yeah, it really bears no resemblance to the real stuff. And I guess I want to ask you, Tom, when you produce syrup, first of all, how much syrup can your farm produce in a given season?
I've made as much as 1,800 gallons and as few as 400.
Really? So what people really need to understand is when Tom is saying 1,800 gallons is to really understand the ratio between the maple sap that you start with and boiling it down. And some technologies have helped take some of the water out a little earlier in the process. But if you're doing this in your backyard, as I've done, it's a 40-to-1 ratio about. So that means you're getting 40 gallons of maple sap and boiling it down to 1 gallon of maple syrup.
So speaking of boiling it down, Tom, break it down for me. When does it start? When do you first start tapping the trees? A typical year?
Early March. But that depends a lot on the weather and also the elevation, because producers down here in the Connecticut River Valley may start tapping 10 days, 2 weeks earlier. Those of us up at higher elevations in the hill towns are going to be later.
Now, what are the optimal conditions? In other words, what has to happen with Mother Nature to be able to produce the perfect batch of syrup, in your opinion?
Well, it's not so much the perfect batch of syrup, because the syrup itself is a byproduct of how it's boiled and who's making it.
But, fair enough.
But the sap flow conditions is what you're asking about. Perfect sap flow day would be a good cold night down in the teens, low 20s, sunny in the morning, warm up right away to mid-40s and kind of stay there during the day and then cool off again at night. It's the flip-flop back and forth between below freezing and above freezing is what triggers the sap flow mechanism within the tree. If it gets cold and stays cold, it'll stop running. If it gets warm and stays warm, the sap will stop running. What we need is to go the weather to consistently go back and forth across the freezing point.
Now, to produce the amount of syrup you may need to make on the high end, how many trees do you have to actually tap?
I think the year I made 1,800 gallons, I was boiling from around 5,000 taps.
Wow. And can you go back and tap a tree a second time after you've tapped it once?
Year after year. It can be done year after year.
But you only tap one tree once, or put a tap out once every season, right?
Once in the spring, once in the early spring, pull it out 8 weeks later and wash everything. And over a period of a few years, as the tree grows, new wood will grow over the tap hole. And next year, we tap somewhere else on the tree.
Now, I understand, and we're talking with Tom McCrum from South Face Farm in Ashfield about maple production. If you don't use this stuff right away, it has a very short shelf life. Am I correct on that?
You're talking sap.
Sap.
That's correct. I tell people that it's bacteriologically fragile, very similar to milk. Milk is fine at room temperature for a little while, but after a while, it'll start to go bad, and sap is the same thing. And what happens with sap is that wild yeast and bacteria gets in it, and it starts to ferment very slowly, but it does.
Now, when you're in the process of boiling, how long does it take usually to produce a batch of syrup when you start boiling it?
That depends on the size of the equipment and how efficient the equipment is. Phil's little backyard operation, he may boil for 6 or 8 months before he gets a pint of syrup.
No, I can do it in under 14 hours, actually. I can get a gallon of syrup if I don't
burn the pan. my evaporator system will make about 10 to 12 gallons an hour.
Wow. So that's pretty good. That's a pretty efficient system.
That's fairly efficient, but I have a lot of equipment in my sugar house that cost me a lot of money to make it efficient.
And, now, and more energy efficient, we've been able to add some technologies.
Right.
Do you want to say
right.
something about that, Tom?
Well, thanks to the Massachusetts Department of
Agricultural
Resources and their Farm Energy Program and Agricultural Energy Grants and whatnot, I've been able to get some financial assistance to adapt some new equipment to make my whole operation a whole lot more energy efficient. So instead of burning, $3 or $4 worth of oil to make a gallon of syrup, I may cut that back by 30%.
Now, there are different types of syrup. There's different hues, different flavors, right? Do you produce the same kind or all the time, or do you have different kinds?
It's sort of like wine, is you don't know what you have until it's done, and then you grade it at the end. It's graded by color and flavor. Flavor is what we're selling, because without the flavor, it's just sucrose. But it's that very special maple flavor that makes it a special item.
Now, you have your own retail operation up there at the South Face Farm?
Yeah. In the springtime, we're open on weekends. We have a pancake restaurant, and we draw people in from all up and down the Connecticut River Valley and as far as Long Island and even up into, don't tell anybody, but we draw people from Vermont.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They're coming over the border.
They come over
product.
The border. They sneak down, take their license plates off, and go to a Massachusetts sugar house.
And he doesn't card them at the door, so that's how they get in.
They know where the good stuff comes
from.
That's
exactly right. Now, you also brought us some these delicious maple-coated walnuts, which, again, we talk about diversification in farms. This is a perfect example of that.
Right, and the fact that Tom also does some other products. He has a maple cream. And for folks who have never had maple cream, it's pretty amazing product, and it's the product I always bring when I go visiting friends or family, that folks who do not live in the Northeast. And it's a spreadable, sweet maple cream product that you keep in your refrigerator. It lasts forever. And I guess the only thing you have to make sure about is if you're bringing it on a plane, you have it in your stowaway because they may think it's your skin cream.
And the next thing you know, you're the result of a TSA search and you don't want any part.
Well, you made one thing wrong there. You said it lasts forever. It doesn't last forever because as soon as people get a taste of it, it's gone pretty quick.
Yeah, exactly.
I hide it in the back of my refrigerator, so that's why it lasts longer for
people
at
the sugar
family.
House often ask me, well, how do you eat maple cream? And I just sort of smile and stick my finger up in the air.
As
and they
quickly
go,
as possible.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the way.
Tom McCrum, South Face Farm in Ashfield is his farm. You have a website or anything? Or
Southfacefarm.com.
All right, now I'm going to ask you. I know that I don't want to put a whammy on you here.
Okay.
And you may not go for this, but I'm going to ask you anyway. Prediction, this year, what do you expect from the maple yield?
It's going to happen.
What about quality?
Whether it's cold or whether it's hot, we're going to have weather, whether or not.
Exactly. It's all up to Mother Nature, and hopefully she has a sweet tooth this year. Tom McCrum, South Face Farm in Ashfield. Great stuff, obviously, and we look forward to tasting the fruits of your labor this
coming spring.
Come
out
and
visit
spring.
Us anytime after 1st of March.
Absolutely. And, of course, Phil Korman, the Senior Farm Share Program. Quick update on that. How are things going with that?
Well, we sort of got the official bad news that the state is not going to come through with $50,000 for our Senior Farm Share Program. We pulled a rabbit out of the hat last year, and so it really is going to be up to the community to come through. Folks have already given and donated up to about $20,000. If you go to buylocalfood.org, you can give any dollar amount to provide slices of the summer harvest to low-income elders. $100 actually ensures that one low-income elder gets a harvest for the summer.